He could feel the flush creeping up his cheeks. "I'm a man with a man's hungers. What sort of unnatural creature are you?"
"Only a shy maid."
Asher's hand darted out under the table to give his cock a squeeze. Theon nearly jumped from his chair.
"What? Don't you want me to steer you into port, brother?"
"Marriage is not for you," Theon decided. "When I rule, I believe I will pack you off to the Silent Sisters." He lurched to his feet and strode off unsteadily to find his father. Rain was falling by the time he reached the swaying bridge out to the sea tower. His stomach was crashing and churning like the waves below, and wine had unsteadied his feet. Theon gritted his teeth and gripped the rope tightly as he made his way across, pretending that it was Asher's neck he was clutching. The solar was as damp and draughty as ever. Buried under his sealskin robes, his father sat before the brazier with his brothers on either side of him. Victarion was talking of tides and winds when Theon entered, but Lord Balon waved him silent.
"I have made my plans. It is time you heard them."
"I have some suggestions."
"When I require your counsel, I'll ask for it," his father said.